Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is still Peter Mingles. We have had a two-week kind of like a vacation, if you will. We went over I went over to, we drove from Florida to New York and then from New York down to Florida. I got back Wednesday night, so we left on a Friday. We got back the next, if you will, Wednesday. So we are here on Building Fortunes Radio. This is, it's been a really great time for me to be able to travel that portion of the country. We drove because I didn't want to fly, and we also drove because we had to pick my granddaughter up along the way, so we had some fun. But I'll share with you, I certainly did miss doing our Building Fortunes Radio shows. Especially with a good friend. His name is still Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally hails from France. I know in June he had a couple of anniversaries. One of them is birthday, I think. Another one is or was his anniversary of being here in the United States from France. So I think I might have missed that because we were doing other stuff. But whatever, we are back. It's the 16th of July and 2021, and it was a really wonderful thing to be away, but I'm really happy to be back. So, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you. I like this radio show. Today is what? Oh, I didn't put the number, but I think it's a 260 radio show. Let me check if I find something. You can help me to 62. I think we are around 260.
Somewhere around there for sure.
Yeah. June. 253. Okay, not too far away. 253.
There we go.
253.
There we go.
Yes, 253.
Excellent. And we never missed any radio shows for a long period of time. We've been doing this for many, many, many years. And then you had a heart transplant, so we missed a little bit of time. But this has been really exciting that you're here and you're working and all that sort of stuff. I told the Jean-Luc story several times to some of my family members about how important it is to be able to keep up their health.
They
totally agreed, and they were really impressed with the things I told them about you, that you live your life by design, you live on a sailboat, you get a chance to become your own entrepreneur, and you're a lot of fun to talk to. So you had mentioned that, and one of the things that I didn't do while I was away was really keep in touch with my cryptocurrency accounts, because they weren't doing so well. My cryptocurrency accounts, I think, need a heart transplant. So
I have a new hat for your cryptocurrency.
All right. So me and my banker are very interested in whether I should just get rid of what I have and just suck in of my losses and just
you
buy
will,
some clean
you will,
tissues.
You will beat yourself after. If you do that.
Okay, good.
First,
so maybe
I want to say I start my first business. I was 20. I'm not 20 anymore.
Right. Then, so, but
And second, what I want to say is in May, I have a fungus, and you know the name of this fungus?
No, but I think it's. I know it's not the humongous fungus. But what's the name of the fungus?
The what?
It's not the humongous fungus, because that's in the ground.
No. It was a cryptococcus fungus.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not, it was the name of the fungus. Cryptococcus fungus. And I said to the doctor, I said, hey, it's because maybe I'm too much interested with crypto. He said, no, it's something is on the air here in California. And when people have a normal immune system, you know, to get rid of, no problem. But me, they suppressed too much my immune system, and he was working at the low level, and before I catch this. But now, in May, they reduced medication, and yesterday I was again to the Cedars-Sinai for a visit, you know, and they reduced medication again, which is good, because they say everything is fine, everything is okay, your blood test is okay, and we reduce your medication. I say, good, good, good. Okay, now talking about the crypto, what happened recently, you see Bitcoin was, 2 months ago, around 60-something thousand dollars, Bitcoin, and today, tonight, we are around $31,000. But you need to know the story behind the story. First, nothing go up straight or nothing go down straight. Okay, it's always volatility, and this asset, because it's a new asset, is very volatile. This, you need to know that, and if you want to play the game of crypto, someone want to play the game of crypto to know the asset is volatile, and you need to play with that. Many no emotion, Peter. No,
no tears.
Everything. No emotion. No emotion. Emotion will kill you. What happened? And what happened is good. If you look closely, what happened is good. I think it was end of June. Because we restart now the radio show after 2 weeks, but end of June, the China ban again cryptocurrency in China. But this time they do something different. It's not the first time China ban cryptocurrency. But they do something different. They say to the bank, nobody can exchange crypto for money or buy crypto with Chinese money, with a yuan. First thing. Second thing, what do they do? They push the miner to close their facility. You need to know, I don't know if you know that, but people need to know 70 to 80% of all the miners, the crypto miner in the world was in China. I say was. Okay? And contrary to what some people like Elon Musk say, they use dirty energy, all of this, this is not true. Because what makes a company to perform compared to another company is not the price of Bitcoin, because it's the same for everyone. It's not the price of the node. See, this computer, they build rack computer. This is the same price for everyone. What makes a company making more money than the other one is the price of electricity. If the crypto market was a city, he was the number one city in the world about the consumption of electricity. And this is huge. But this company, what does it do? They are not stupid guys. See? They go on area, like in China, East China, when they produce more electricity than they can use. The city or all around produced, I don't know, I say a number like this, 100 megawatts of electricity, and they use only 30 megawatts. What do they do with the rest? Nothing. They throw away. And why is this miner go in this area? They say they go to see the council and the city, and they say, hey, you don't use all this electricity. We need a lot of electricity. We buy to you. We buy cheap, but we buy it. And for that, this crypto miner was and are around the area or region where the electricity is cheap and where they produce more electricity than what they use. Now, the Chinese government say, okay, no crypto mining anymore in China. What happened? The 70% of 80% of miners who mine crypto were in China. And suddenly they say, hey, we cannot do business anymore because they cannot mine Bitcoin, and on the other way, cannot go to see the bank to have a loan, and they cannot take their Bitcoin to sell to the bank to have money. And Peter, imagine you have a business in China, and suddenly everything is closed. What do? You need to move, correct? Okay, is what the guy do, but to move you need, what do you need?
Money. Yeah, you need money and time.
Money.
And time.
Money and time, but especially money first, because you can move faster if you have a lot of money. This miner have, now imagine, I need to move my mining facility to another country, okay? I need to sell Bitcoin, and you are the buyer of Bitcoin, and you know perfectly know that I have an obligation to move. Do you buy my Bitcoin at 62,000?
No, the price would go down.
Exactly. You make me an offer. And you make me an offer half the price. See? And I
makes
take
sense.
It or not. But if I need to move, and I have if I stay in China, I have no business anymore, done, and I need to move. I cannot do something else. And if Peter offers me $30,000 for my Bitcoin, I say, okay, fine, I take it. I take a loss compared to where was Bitcoin, but maybe not compared to when I bought it. Because if I bought it at 5,000 or 10,000, I always make money, more than what I invest at the beginning. But I didn't make the money. The value of Bitcoin was 2-3 months ago at 62,000. But I take it because I need to move. Otherwise, no business, nothing. And you say when you have no business with Bitcoin, you lose a lot of money every day, because each time someone solves a block of computer calculation, you receive 6.25 Bitcoin for one block is solved. Now imagine this represents what? 6 Bitcoin at 30,000 is $180,000. Now imagine I resolve 5 or 6 every day, it's almost 1 million. And I am losing this every day. See? And now I need to sell, I take your offer and I move. Coin go down. And these people move to some companies move to West Texas, Russia, and another country, I think, I don't remember what, but they move in different other countries. What is good, what I find good with that, and I'm glad this happened now. Now we don't have the problem with China anymore. We don't have the fear to face China suddenly ban Bitcoin again and close the mining operation again and blah, 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 because all these people move. They are not in China. You see, You remind me when a company go to mine gold on a country. You mine gold in Canada, U.S., Mexico, some friendly country like this. You have no problem. But if you mining gold in South Africa, example, and suddenly the government change, and suddenly they say, oh, okay, go out. You are out of business, and we take the mining gold for us, and done. In one way, China has not completely done this, but the crypto mining on its country. And this is good, because now these people go on more stable country, even in the U.S., we don't have the risk to see that again. Okay? It's what happened with Bitcoin going down. How long this will take, we exactly don't know. But people need to know. You need to go for the long term with Bitcoin, because in maybe end of this year it will be at 60,000 again. Maybe next year it will be 100,000. But we know Bitcoin will go to 500,000 or $1 million, because now on the other side you have all the big player, institution, pension fund, bank, everything jumping on Bitcoin. And like BlackRock, like Citibank, like Chase, like Wells Fargo, all of these institutions and banks are jumping on Bitcoin, like Fidelity, who create something to help his customers to invest in Bitcoin. There is millions of people who will have access before the end of this year, I think, or beginning of next year, to trade Bitcoin on something very simple. It's not the time to get rid of this. It's the time to wait, to say, okay, we have a strong wind now. It's going down. Okay, it's the time to buy, because it's done.
You know, I'm kind of glad I showed up for this radio show. Unfortunately, you know, I've been gone for about, like I said, 2 weeks, stayed away from checking. I looked, and the interesting thing about Bitcoin is it may be down 50%, but some of the alternative coins or altcoins are down far more. So
yes.
Some of the ones are 3/4 of the way down, and that's depressing.
Yes.
So why would, or why do you think, an alternative coin would be down more than Bitcoin as far as a percentage?
Because this miner use more Bitcoin than alternative coins.
Mm-hmm.
When they need money, they sell Bitcoin, they take the money and they move their facility and they mine Bitcoin. But we always have a difference between Bitcoin and altcoin. When Bitcoin go up, okay, it go up to $60,000. You see, the altcoin didn't move too much during the first week or maybe 10 days or 2 weeks. And suddenly they catch up, and suddenly they pass in percentage. See, Bitcoin move 50%, suddenly this altcoin go up to 70%, 100%, 1,000%. Is what we saw for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
Okay? They catch up and go higher.
All very interesting things. So, obviously, it'd be probably pretty tough to move a whole entire mining operation in 30 days. So it's probably going to take... Do you think it's going to take a few months or a little bit longer than that?
Yeah, well, what I read and all of this is maybe we don't know exactly. It can take 1 month or two or three, but some smart business or businessman, I can say, put all their nodes in a container, different container. They take the container, put on a truck, on a boat, boom, done.
Wow.
This guy is a smarter one because you see this 40-foot container, sea container. Are you with me today?
Right. It will be very interesting. So
you see this 40-footer container, they go on a boat.
Wow.
They build rack and rack and rack on it. They put the nod on it. And when they need to move, they take it up, put on a truck, on a boat, and move everywhere they want.
Wow.
Some companies have done that, not all. Companies move faster than the other one.
So some people think that Elon Musk is all-powerful, and he's the one who could move the price of Bitcoin and Dogecoin because he writes a tweet. But it would appear then that your explanation is far more acceptable or reasonable than thinking that Elon Musk could move a whole entire industry, like he's Superman.
He can move a little bit when he puts something, but not at this point. And
right.
And for the moment, like I was explaining to someone, I said, look, for the moment, the big guy like Elon Musk, you don't have too many of them. Because you have maybe him, a few other, maybe 10, 20, 50 guys like this, and move Bitcoin around in and out. Now imagine tomorrow you have 50,000 of this huge company, Apple, Google, Facebook are creating his own altcoin, and Google, Apple, Amazon, they are creating their own altcoin. And all of these companies, when they are on a system, if a guy like Elon Musk talks about this, he will move nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Right.
Now, you have also another explanation. Okay? If you have a stock market account, you can play Bitcoin without to buy Bitcoin because you have a stock named Grayscale, GBTC, and GBTC was selling, is based on Bitcoin. He looked at Bitcoin and he based the stock at Bitcoin. If he was selling the stock above the premium price, 6 months, 7 months ago. But what they have done recently, they put the price 20% down. Imagine now, Peter, you want to play Bitcoin, you want to trade it, and you can buy Bitcoin for $40,000, or you can buy Grayscale for 20% down or 15% down, and then you can buy it for $32,000. Which one do you buy?
So say that one more time.
Let's say you have the possibility to buy one Bitcoin for $40,000.
Right.
But you have also on the side the other possibility to buy Grayscale, who is based on Bitcoin, on the stock market for 20% down. Meaning you buy it for $32,000.
You buy it from there.
Yeah. A lot of investors, and not the small ones, because to put $30,000 on a stock like this, and to buy many of them, you need to have a lot of money. But a lot of investors have been going this way. Meaning not buying Bitcoin, but going on Grayscale, who go up, say it was $2-3 2 years ago, and now around $40-50 the stock. Okay. What is the possibility to do that and to put your money here is based on Bitcoin. Without to buy a Bitcoin and just doing this on your brokerage account.
Wow.
And these two combined are having the same time, and it's for that Bitcoin is done. But the advice I can give is because you go down and it's down and you stay down, it's time to buy. Buy more.
Wow. All very interesting, Jean-Luc. So
because the stuff I learned long time ago, you buy low, you sell high.
Right.
Many people do the reverse. They say, oh, it's going down. Oh, maybe many people buy it. Let's buy. Is that $50,000, $60,000? No. It's time to buy now. It's half price.
Wow. So, now I know nobody can make financial advice and all that sort of stuff. The disclaimers that you want, you know, don't do anything stupid with your money.
No,
but
not personal advice.
Right, but this would be for those people that are interested in that upswing. This would be the perfect time to buy. Or do you think we still are going lower? Do you think we've kind of reached the bottom, or do you think we're still going to go a little bit lower before it starts to pick up back around?
This, Peter, is difficult to say because it was 1 month ago it was around 32. Say $1,000. It go up to 35, 36, and now tonight is 31,800 something. It's almost 32, but it's under 32. If you continue to go down, nobody can tell.
Right.
Maybe not. But what is important is not that. Because if you wait for the security to go down, sometimes you lose it. I lose when you was at $3,000 because I was waiting. Okay? And for the price of 1 hour, I can buy 10 at this time. See? What is important is the adoption. The adoption of the crypto system and blockchain and all of this. This is adoption. You know, Peru, the first country who legalized Bitcoin. You know that?
Right. Oh, Peru?
No, it's not Peru. It's El Salvador.
Ecuador.
No.
San Salvador.
El Salvador.
Right. Well, very interesting.
The first country who legalized Bitcoin as a money. First one. It's a big country, but, you know, it shook other people and said, hey, if they can do this, why not us?
Right.
And what is important? When you invest in Bitcoin in U.S., because it's not the money, okay, and you make money with that, you need to pay taxes on it. Okay? But when Bitcoin is a legal money on a country, you have no taxes to pay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And other Central America country, like Panama, the other country, Paraguay, and all of this, are looking what happened, and maybe they say, oh, we'll do the same. And the president is not stupid because he said, people who are Salvadorian who are living out of the country, outside of the country, now can send Bitcoin to people here in the country easily and with less fee, because when you send money, if you send $100, maybe you pay $20, $25 of fee to the bank, and you take 5 to 7 business days. You use Bitcoin, you take $2-3, and you do in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Jean-Luc? We are running out of time. This is very fascinating and somewhat encouraging.
Yes. The fact is, when it go down like this, look what you can buy. Or we can talk privately if you want.
Right.
And, look what you can buy, because the time to buy is when it's low.
Absolutely.
And put your head to the next 5 years.
Wow.
Because when all these institutions, the pension fund, BlackRock, Fidelity, and all of the Citibank, all of this, and the big company, Apple, Google plans to create his own altcoin. And not Google too, but Facebook. Facebook has 2.2 or 2.3 billion customers. Even if the U.S. ban, example, we take the worst can happen, ban Bitcoin in the U.S., Facebook, 90% of its customers is outside the country. Meaning he lose only 10%, and even
right.
He don't lose because these people continue to have it one way or another.
Right. Pretty crazy.
Now he's so engaged, you cannot stop Bitcoin anymore. You cannot.
Yeah,
Wall Street is on it. Goldman Sachs is on it. Big bank. All of these big company, big tech, all these people are on it, and it's worldwide. It's not only in this country, it's worldwide.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, perfect. All right. Well, Jean-Luc, thank you very much for the wonderful cryptocurrency news, and we are going to catch everybody next week. This is going to help me sleep a little bit better, for sure, and probably not sell at a loss. So I guess I'm going to hold tight. So thanks for being here. So we're going to catch everybody next week. You're welcome. And we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. So thanks, everyone. We'll catch you next time. Have a great weekend. Bye, Jean-Luc. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.